Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes to start your day strong and stay calm amidst the chaos. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a sprinkle of stoicism and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all grapple with. Self-doubt. Ever wake up feeling like an imposter? Like you're just winging it through life, hoping no one notices the cracks in your facade. You know that feeling when you second-guess yourself before even starting a task, or when comparisons to others send your confidence spiraling? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. It's like this tiny voice in your head is whispering, "What are you doing? You're not good enough." But guess what? We can silence that little jerk. Stoicism, with its ancient wisdom and practical tools, has some seriously powerful techniques to help us overcome self-doubt and build unshakable confidence. Ready to level up your self-belief? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways to crush those self-doubt demons. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is acknowledging the voice of self-doubt. It's like confronting a shadowy figure lurking in your mind. Once you realize it's there, you can start to understand its patterns and recognize when it's trying to sabotage you. Think of it as a persistent nag, always whispering negativity. Give that critic a name, call it Debbie Downer or Mr. Negative. It sounds silly, but giving it a personality makes it less intimidating. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept what your inner critic says. Stoics were masters at questioning their thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, self-doubt stems from irrational beliefs or distorted perceptions. By challenging those thoughts, you can start to rewire your thinking patterns. 3. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our own actions and responses rather than external circumstances. When you're plagued by self-doubt, it's easy to get caught up in things beyond your control. Instead of worrying about the outcome or comparing yourself to others, concentrate on putting in your best effort and doing what you can with the resources you have. Remember, you're not competing against anyone but yourself. Aim for personal growth and improvement. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is a powerful antidote to self-doubt. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, boosting your overall sense of well-being and confidence. Think about the simple pleasures. A delicious cup of coffee, a warm hug, a sunny day, these little joys can make a big difference. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, nobody's perfect. Strive for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of perfection become your downfall. Mistakes are inevitable, and they are opportunities to learn and grow. Use setbacks as stepping stones, not roadblocks. Each stumble is a chance to dust yourself off, adjust your approach, and come back stronger. Remember, self-compassion goes a long way. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is whispering, "You're not good enough, this is going to be a disaster." But wait, you remember our stoic power moves. First, you acknowledge that voice, "Hey Debbie Downer, I see you lurking there." Then, you challenge those thoughts. Is it really true that I am not good enough? Have I done poorly in past presentations? No. I've prepared well, and I know my stuff. You focus on what you can control, your delivery, your passion, your clear communication. You practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas and embrace the challenge as a chance to learn and grow. When you step onto that stage, you radiate confidence because you've silenced the self-doubt demons. Remember, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort and practice. But with the tools of stoicism, you can conquer those inner critics and unlock your full potential. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to kick self-doubt to the curb. Take these insights, put them into action, and watch your confidence soar. Share this episode with anyone who's struggling with self-doubt. Let's spread the stoic love and empower each other to become our best selves. And as always, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep resetting that inner compass every morning. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.